The U105 Phone-In with Frank Mitchell.
And it's a phone-in that you can take part in any time, with any point, anything that's on your mind. One of the questions we'll ask this morning: who is most to blame for the troubles in Northern Ireland? According to Sinn Féin, the main protagonists were the British. Do they have a point, or are they rewriting history? Also, do you know when no is no and yes is yes when it comes to sexual consent, and what's allowed and what isn't allowed? We'll discuss this in just a moment. So if the children are still on the school run with you, I'm just reminding you that in about 60 seconds from now, we will have a conversation that will include some sexual content. As for being out and about on your bike, they're closing the city streets for the cycling event of the year. Will you be there this weekend? And would you like to be a winner? Yes, there's an opportunity for you to be a winner this morning. We'll give you the details on that a little later in the programme. Now, the PSNI, they have launched a new sexual consent awareness campaign. It's entitled No Grey Zone. And they've got a banner that goes with it that includes terms like bum squeeze, boob fondle, grinding, quick grope, penetration, crotch grab. What are the people of today at, you might be asking yourself? Let me speak to a senior officer in the PSNI. It is Detective Chief Superintendent Paula Hillman. Detective Chief Superintendent, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
I suppose, maybe I'm wrong, did the like of this always go on? Were people going around groping other people, fondling other people, grabbing other people, and seeing it as acceptable? I know when I was out and about on the party parade, or, you know, going out to clubs and things that you did back in the 70s and 80s, to be honest, there was none of that. Today, is it regular for young people, because I see this is aimed at 16 to 28-year-olds, to be crossing very obvious lines as opposed to grey lines?
Well, Frank, No Grey Zone is a partnership campaign. So while we launched it yesterday, it's important to say that it's with all our partners who work with us in the role of supporting victims of sexual crime. And No Grey Zone is about raising awareness of what sexual assault and consent is. It's No Grey Zone is about encouraging reporting or informing people how to report if they wish to do so. And thirdly, No Grey Zone, it's about starting a movement and talking about this. And I think it's important to say it did start with young people, and it is aimed at the 16 to 28-year-old age group, and is very much based on us talking to them and market research about what they are telling us. So it actually started a couple of years ago with Queen's University students, and they had a survey within the university. It was called Stand Together Report, and more than 3,000 responded to that survey. And what it identified was that people had been victim of sexual assault. The vast majority had not reported it to the police. And one of the recommendations that survey came out with was to ask for robust, fact-based education on sexual consent, healthy relationships and the law. So that's actually what started the multi-agency, the No Grey Zone campaign in Northern Ireland.
Now, I painted a picture of being out and about on the social scene maybe 25, 30 years ago and being in a number of nightclubs and places, and I was never, ever aware of anyone being sexually assaulted by crossing a grey line. So, sometimes, of course, there were horrific examples of people being raped, and that was reported on, and that happened in that era as well. But you didn't tend to ever hear a complaint about someone being touched or groped or grabbed in an inappropriate way. Maybe it was going on and no one ever reported it. And I should keep in mind that back in that time, there was alternatively the dilemma that women were in sometimes in an office environment or a works environment, where they would have their backside slapped, or they might have been groped, and they might have been touched inappropriately and without invitation to be touched. So maybe I'm painting a picture through rose-coloured spectacles of what the past was like, when I should look at it more in the round. But I'm feeling that today, these youngsters who are regularly crossing the line and touching each other, is that fueled by the internet, or is there just more awareness of it now, and women are much more confident, particularly women, much more confident to come forward?
Well, I think important point is that this campaign is aimed at both men and women, and both of whom can be the victim of sexual assault. I think it also helps us discuss and bring some myths into the public domain as well and have those conversations. I think you're right about people talking about it and maybe not reporting it. You know, times have changed and people want to talk about what has happened to them, and that is right. You know, sexual assault, inappropriate touching is wrong. It's unacceptable. There's no place for it in society. But we also recognise that people, we need to support them with the information to have the confidence to report it if that's what they wish to do. And that may be reported to the police. It may not always be reported to the police. There are support agencies they can speak to. There's their own, the Sexual Assault Referral Centre in Antrim. There are other places they can go. But the important thing is that they speak to someone about what has happened to them. And secondly, I think it is very much about identifying those myths. The vast majority of sexual crime and sexual assault doesn't happen with strangers. It happens within the home, in work, in places of education, in sport. Now, it does happen it may happen on a night out or during the daily routine of life, but you know, the vast majority is happening and can be happening and being perpetrated by people that the victim know. And it allows us to challenge, and I think this is a really important point, that this is not about the victim. It's not about what someone was wearing. It is not about how much alcohol someone has taken. This is about the actions of the perpetrator. And this is another important point of the campaign. This is about education and helping everyone. So by talking about what consent is, you know, a consent is if someone agrees by choice, it's their choice. You know, consent cannot be obtained by fear or force or fraud, and they have the capacity to make that choice. So the consent has to be by choice with freedom and capacity, and that's black and white, and that's hence the name of the campaign, No Grey Zone. Consent is black and white.
Yes, but just
there
on that,
no grey zone.
But just on that, Chief Superintendent, this is where some people might argue with you. In the home, any one of those, bum squeezing, boob fondling, grinding, quick groping, penetration, crotch grabbing, these are the headlines you have in your ad. In the home, we know absolutely there's no grey area whatsoever. If that's happening, then it's the police you need to get in contact with or some form of social services. If you're in a nightclub, however, and you take those top three, now someone comes up behind you and squeezes your bum, absolutely, in my opinion, completely unacceptable. Boob fondling, unacceptable. But it gets to the grinding and two people are out dancing and there is like a lot of rhythm going on and they've seen the ad on the TV where all the movers and shakers and grinders are doing what they're doing. Now, that form of dancing on the dance floor, at what point does that become a black and white issue? Because there is a greyness there, is there not?
No, there is no grey zone. It is consent is has to be given by choice and freedom, the capacity to do so. And that's where it's an education program that people either, and that choice, that consent can be given through talking, through actions. And it's about people reading the environment they're in, talking to each other, making it clear. And I think to focus on, you know, a dancing, I think it's a wider, there's a wider issue than this. And it's about educating people. So this is to assist all young people about reading the scenario they're in, have clarity, do not make assumptions because someone hasn't said yes. So really clarify the situation that they're in.
So what you're saying, in the social environment, you've got to be really careful, even if there is a lot of drink taken and people are partying and they're in high spirits, you've got to be really careful how close you are when you're dancing with someone. The dancing could lead to a complaint to the police every bit as much as fondling someone's private parts.
I think that's up for individuals. I think this, you know, what we want to identify and get into the public domain and have conversations about is what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. Sexual crime is not acceptable. Sexual assault is not acceptable. And I think that, you know, the target audience that we have been speaking to, the 16 to 28-year-olds, when they are talking to us about what has happened to them, it was not about what was happening on the dance floor. This was about experiences they have had where someone intentionally touches another person and the touching is sexual. And I think it is, you know, I think that many people will have that awareness about what, when that does cross the line between dancing on a dance floor and when actually someone intentionally touches another person and the touching is sexual. The language that is used in the campaign was, again, as a result of market research, talking to people about, and it is very clear, it's frank, and it's based at that target audience who use social media and to engage with them in social media to allow them to have those conversations and the awareness of, yes, what is acceptable, what is not acceptable, and what crosses the line when consent has not been given.
And what's your message to people listening to this programme who've been through that experience and maybe haven't had the courage to come forward and know that the next time they encounter some of these individuals, it'll probably happen again? What would you say to male or female who's been through that sort of assault?
I know our partners who we work with very closely. Our message is clear to anyone, male or female, who has been the victim of sexual assault, to please to speak to anyone, you know, whether that be to the police if it is a criminal investigation and you will be treated professionally, or if you wish support or healthcare provision in the Rowan and support through partner agencies. There are agencies out there, the Rowan Sexual Assault Referral Centre, the Domestic and Sexual Violence Helpline, Nexus, Victim Support, Women's Aid, Men's Advisory Panel. There are agencies out there who can help and support you. I would encourage you to speak to them, to speak to a support agency, and if you wish, and also if investigation, if that's what the victim wants, because it's about what the victim wants, an investigation, because as a police service, we want people to have the confidence to come forward, to talk to us, to support them through an investigation, if that's what they want. But in all these cases, that may not be what the victim wants, but they should at least talk to someone.
Okay.
That's my message.
Okay. Detective Chief Superintendent Hillman, thank you very much indeed. So it's crystal clear there with regards to the explanation from the police officer. And in the ad, it says, without consent is a crime. What is a crime? Sexual contact without consent. All of those that we mentioned earlier, the ones that people sometimes make a laugh out of, bum squeezing, boob fondling, quick groping, all of that is a crime. It's not just some form of assault. This is a crime if you do that without consent. All sexual touching without consent is a crime. NoGrayZone.com if you want more detail or you feel that you can argue against it. Get the message across that it's there in black and white. NoGrayZone.com. Have a look at it.